This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for Halloween, if you celebrate it. So much is spent on Halloween, so I have to assume maybe it's an excuse to eat a lot of candy. But if you do dress up, have fun, whatever it is that you're going to do for Halloween 2021. People are exhausted, tired of being in the middle of the pandemic, and I think ready to break out into something different, something other than themselves. Well, you got Kate Delaney here, and I'm not dressed up right now. I am definitely myself doing this show. Thanks to all of you for joining us, whether you're listening to us somewhere off our shores or on our shores, first timer, or you've been here for a long time. Do appreciate the support. Love all the mail that I get from everybody. You can send me your thoughts anytime. 24/7 Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So I checked with a couple of costume places, the top Halloween costumes of 2021, which, gee, there's always witches. Rabbits, dinosaur, Spider-Man, Cruella de Vil. There was that movie that was remade, so I can understand that. Harlequin, which was also based on a movie, a cowboy, you know, a lot of it is the same. I think people get creative when they go to, big costume parties and they come up with something that they invent themselves. Those are always the best, costumes to me. But, anyway, I do think that there will either be lots of trick-or-treaters or, like I said, lots of excuses to eat candy. I mean, if you're spending an average of $102 on costumes and candy, decorations and all that kind of stuff, which this was a survey that's been done by the National Retail Federation, and they're saying that the amount, $2 billion more, will be spent this year compared to last year because there will be people out trick-or-treating where they won't be quite as afraid. So that's $10.14 billion is the guesstimate. And so you get it, right? And I see that a lot of the candy has been picked over in the store. So people, I think, are planning on giving out candy or at least partaking in some way. I mean, look, churches and schools do it. They have special events where people do that. And comes around once a year, your chance to let your freak flag fly, so to speak, and be somebody else. And I think that's part of the lure for adults anyway, for Halloween and for kids. I think it was just a fun thing to dress up as their favorite hero or something that they wanted to be, or, you know, a cartoon they saw, whatever the reasons are. All right, we have scary things that are going on right now in this country, right? And so much of it centers around what is happening at the tail end of 2021 with food shortages, food costing more. Will we even have Christmas trees? Because now the threat is out that, hey, we're not even officially at Halloween, but there's already been a warning about you better get your turkey, you better get your Christmas tree, because you might not be able to find one. And a lot of places that have trees are putting the word out that they're going to get maybe a few truckloads less, and people are going to be wanting to buy, and it means because of the drought, because of the fires, because of the loss at some Christmas tree farms, that the supply wouldn't be there. And then plus there's the whole situation of moving the supplies with not enough truckers, not enough people to move it. So you do the math on that, right? But I think you have to be in the mood. Like, are you in the mood to go store a Christmas tree right now? I mean, you're going to get your Christmas tree November 1st? Maybe. It just seems too, it does seem too soon to me, is what I think, right? But maybe not for Christmas lights, because I know already I'm starting to see a lot of Christmas lights that are starting to come up. And that was the whole thing during the beginning of the pandemic, is to bring cheer to neighborhoods. They were putting lights up, you know, so there you go. I'm going to roll through what I think are some of the top headers in the U.S. In other words, the things that affect my life and yours, the things that we are talking about. Obviously, supply chain is one of them. Not being worried, about not being able to get things to people because you want to recognize them, especially when you're looking for a connection with an upside down world in reverse order. I get it, right? And even if you weren't going to send things last minute, will they get there in time? Can you even get the things that you want to be able to send somebody? And of course, that's going to make people a little bit crazy, a little bit edgier. How about that? All right, and we've talked a lot about the whole vaccine, non-vaccine world, that parallel universe that is the United States and also globally in other places. There's a new poll that 5% of unvaccinated adults have left a job because of a vaccination requirement. So it's no joke. I mean, people are saying, this is what I believe in. I'm willing to walk away from it. So with this new vaccination rules for workplaces, the Fed's getting ready to make that happen, make it a reality. You have people that have already left because of the vaccine requirement. The Kaiser Family Foundation did a poll, and that's what they found. The White House is reviewing an emergency Labor Department rule requested by the president, spelling out vaccination rules for businesses with 100 people or more employees. We've talked about this. When released, the rule will fill in the details of how workers at larger businesses get vaccinated or be tested regularly for the coronavirus. Separately, federal employees and contractors have to get inoculated unless they qualify for an exemption, but they're saying the exemptions are going to be rare. And what the president is insisting is, listen, I've tried everything possible before turning from carrots to sticks to try to control the pandemic. And he says the mandates are working, and he dismisses concerns that workers would refuse to comply. But there definitely are people that are saying that they're not going to comply. How many, you know, who knows? Because when you get to that hard date, people will either step on the hard date and not do it, or other people will say, I have to do it even if I don't want to, because we need the income in my family and there's no way for us to survive if not, right? And see, it's interesting because adults, according to this survey or poll, I'll call it a poll, it's really a poll, adults with a household income of $90,000 or more are more likely than those with incomes below $40,000 to say their employer has required them to get a COVID-19 vaccine, right? But half of all workers say that their employers have not required them to get a COVID-19 vaccine, and they don't want their employers to require vaccination. Like, please don't do this because we don't want to comply, so don't do it to us. About 6 in 10 unvaccinated workers also say they probably would seek an exemption, most likely based on religious grounds. Coming up, some more odds and ends, plus a mic drop.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Consider good mic drop moments this time around. I love doing these mic drops, right? I was doing mic drops before it became popular, before it became a television show. But if we had to vote, I would have you vote. I'm going to have you vote because we have an active audience that will definitely email me. I want you to vote on which you think is the bigger mic drop. I'm going to give you two of them. One, Alex Knutson, our technical maestro extraordinaire, informed me about, and I hadn't even heard of this one. And then another one is one that I found earlier in the day about a bet. Now, it does surround finance of some sort and making a ton of loot. But here's the first one. Is this the greatest trade of all time? A Shiba investment came from $8,000 to $5.7 billion in 400 days. Now, when people talk like about any kind of crypto, oh, is it for real, and how much money can you really make, and is there liquidity in that, and how are people making money? You know, there's always all these questions around crypto. A wallet has conducted what they believe is the biggest trade of all, and it was one person. They bought, like I said, 8,000 of Shiba last August. Now it's worth $5.7 billion. There was a tweet that was published by Morning Brew that the investment did that in just 400 days. So if you look at that token and the value and then what it would be, crypto communities are exploding with conversation about this. You know, chat rooms all over the place. And some are suggesting that the person behind the wallet take the decision to make other Shiba holders millionaires, right? Because that person holds about 20% of the market cap. And imagine having that amount, right? And so you certainly could spread that around. I mean, it's pretty significant if you look at the, if you look at the initial phase, if you compare it, the initial phase of the coronavirus pandemic, there was a guy named Bill Ackman, a hedge fund billionaire, who turned a $27 million bet into a $2.6 billion profit after making defensive hedge bets amid risk of economic crisis because of the outbreak. So people were talking about that for as soon as it happened, for a while. And then you look at the single best trade of all time, right? The famous George Soros, I know how you feel about him, bet that broke the Bank of England. He pocketed $1 billion in return. So now we're talking about Shiba, one of the world's most valuable cryptocurrencies by market cap, and it has a massive retail demand. It's really exploding, with a market cap of about $31 billion. That's according to CoinMarketCap. So, and who's the biggest competitor? Deutsche Coin is its biggest competitor. But to look at that amount of money, wow. Would that not be I want to know who this person is. To me, I want to know who that person is. So that's one potential mic drop. Yeah, I mean, come on. And then there's this one. And this one's really good. This one is about the World Series, which now is dead even. Houston evened it up the other day, so one apiece. Going to Atlanta on Friday. Houston's Mattress Mac bet big on the Astros and could win $30 million if they take the World Series. He's a furniture store owner who does, you know, those typical commercials, over-the-top commercials, and he's set to win that amount of money if his bets on the team pay off. He bet $3.35 million back in June that the Astros would win it all. He said he made the wagers, of course, to cover another gamble of sorts. Customers who bought certain mattresses that cost $3,000 or more get their money back if the Astros win. So then he made a hedge bet, what he thought, you know, he needed to do, he would do. And then lo and behold, he spread it out among four different sports betting companies. A $2 million wager with Caesars Sportsbook, that would pay out $22 million if the Astros win, etc. I mean, that's what he did. He put in a couple of different places. So can you imagine? Well, first of all, the people getting their mattress paid for, that's not a bad deal, right? Oh, if the Astros win, because he's probably not thinking that's really going to happen, wink, wink, then, because this was a while ago when they were selling the mattresses, then you don't have to pay for them. So he looks like he could be in a good position. So I know there's at least a few people that want the Astros to win. And I'm going to say that's a mic drop moment because of the, I think the way he put those bets down, I don't think he was really thinking that it was going to come to fruition. And now there's a great chance it could. So I'm going to say that could be a mic drop moment. And you might have a better mic drop moment. I'll tell you what, if you email me which one of those two is better, the crypto story, which is amazing, or this mattress dude and what he could get in if the Astros win on really what would be a small bet compared to what he would rake in, and then all the people who got the mattresses, I think that's pretty good mic drop moment. You can decide on those two, or if you have one of your own, I'll send you a copy of all of my books. And I'll even pay for the postage. Of course. You know, you hate that? Like when you order something, you order something and they say, oh, it's totally free. And then the postage is like some cockamamie amount of money. You just have to pay for the postage. That's where they get you. You just have to pay for the postage. That's, you know, that's it. But you won't have to pay for it. If you give me a better mic drop, I'll tell you what, the first 10 people who give me a better mic drop, I will send you copies of all those books. There's like three of them. There'd be three of them. I would give you three of the books. Invade the Man Cave, Sports, Deal Your Own Destiny, and then a tip book. Right? And if you don't want them, that's fine too, but you just want the credit for having a great mic drop moment that works. All right, how about rebranding? Facebook is rebranding to Meta. Mark Zuckerberg announced that the Facebook company, but not Facebook, the social media platform, will be renamed Meta. And the company's critics certainly jumped all over that. But he said the name change is going to allow the social media giant to reflect its focus on the metaverse and its expansion into virtual spaces where users interact with digital avatars. So Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp platforms, they keep their names. They operate under the renamed Meta company. So the company will be called Meta. And as soon as he announced that, he said, because our brand is linked to one product, it can't represent everything we're doing. So Meta became such a trending topic on Twitter that, people were tweeting spoofs and memes and funny things and, you know, whatever. I mean, is it something that will work for Facebook or not? I mean, it's been a rough couple of weeks for Facebook. That's absolutely for sure. And they say it's not because of everything that's happened. It's not the whistleblower. It's not anything that's happened recently that this was something they had been talking about. And, that's where they're going with it, creating a virtual world. And certainly virtual is big. If you look at a lot of the commercials, if you're watching sports or watching whatever on the tube, then you see like Oculus, right? Which, of course, Facebook owns Oculus. And if you don't know what Oculus is, you know, the virtual reality headsets, the games, the equipment, there's just so many spots for that because of what is virtual reality, right? The whole idea of the avatar or the places that you can go when you are in a virtual reality, and what that, what's that like disappearing into that? So supposedly, based on what he said, this is the direction they're going in. We're going to have a conversation with someone from Facebook coming up next week, so we'll get more of the scoop on what does that really, really mean overall. All right, coming up, we got a man cave. We got a great conversation with Marian Ivins as well to close out the show. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Big tax cut to the middle class creates jobs, good paying jobs, lowers costs for families.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking on Thursday morning when she and President Biden had announced it appeared a deal was done that would pass the president's two big legislative priorities, but not so fast. In the hours that have followed, some Democrats have now put a hold on things again. They want to guarantee that both the surface infrastructure bill that has bipartisan support and that sweeping social infrastructure measure, as it's been called, will pass the House and the Senate. President Biden has arrived in Rome for several summits in Europe. Tomorrow he'll meet with Pope Francis, and then he'll be attending the G20 summit. Then after that, it's a climate summit in Scotland. And this is USA Radio News. Traffic deaths on the rise in the U.S. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration with a report on Thursday saying over 20,000 people died in motor vehicle accidents in the United States during the first half of this year, and that's more than 18% more compared to the same time period last year. The agency noting this year's number is also the highest for the first half of a year since 2006. Transportation Chief Pete Buttigieg says it's a crisis, arguing we cannot accept these fatalities as simply part of everyday life in America. Andrew Cuomo's lawyer responding to a misdemeanor charge that was filed on Thursday against the former New York governor. His lawyer says he has never assaulted anyone, questioning the sheriff's department that filed the charge. Cuomo expected to surrender to the charge in Albany on the 17th of next month. The World Series tied at a win apiece for the Braves and the Astros, and Game 3 is Friday night. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
All right, welcome to the man cave. And of course, we will talk football. We will talk about John Gruden getting his settlement from the Raiders. A big shout out to everyone who participated and nailed the score. By the time that segment was finished on Wednesday, I had 5 emails in our virtual mailroom. So that was great, because I always say you can call in, or I think some of you may be working and you send me some emails, including texts listening to us in Wisconsin. Of course, the game of the week was the Cowboys and the Vikings. That one's being played in Minnesota, and the Cowboys are only favored by 1.5. It's going to be a crazy game, I think, to try to predict, and that's why I picked it. I think it's going to be a really good game, so we'll see. And it's just a reminder to you, you can play along. You win great prizes, bragging rights. You don't have to know anything about football. Nothing. You're just picking a side of the two teams that I say and what you think the final score is going to be. My pick for the game of the week. And it was tough to decide on the game of the week, but I made it the Cowboys-Minnesota, the Sunday night game. Are you paying attention to what's happening in the World Series before we get to football? Now the Astros bounce back in Game 2 of the World Series with a blowout 7-2 win over the Atlanta Braves. And the Atlanta Braves now get the Astros get a day off, and then they resume that series on Friday. So you look at Charlie Morton and what they've had to do with their starting rotation, meaning the Braves. You know, he threw 16 pitches on a broken leg, and then he actually apologized that it wasn't more. You gotta love the grit of Charlie Morton, because can you imagine, you know, pitching that way? But he wanted to keep on going. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So now there's questions about what's happening with the Braves pitching
staff as they go down to this stretch, because they're going to play three games in three nights. That starts on Friday, and that is really what they call the meat of the seven-game series. And really, you look at the depth and how resilient the pitchers are, and the Astros are going to start their rookie, Luis Garcia, in game three. He's had a knee injury, like an issue anyway, that's bothered him a bit, but they feel pretty good about him starting. Ian Anderson is going to start game three, but then it's a kind of a question mark as to what's going to happen, and part of that is because of what happened with Morton. So the Braves did add a lefty, Tucker Davidson, to the roster ahead of game two, because they had to replace Morton, so he may factor into the equation of this World Series. I mean, this is really interesting, and it's a big moment for, it's a big redemption, I think, moment for the Astros because of the whole cheating thing just a few years ago. And for the Braves, they're back in business, and their fans are just crazy wild about this team, and they certainly would like to see the Braves hoist the World Series championship trophy. But I think it's going to be down to the wire. We may see seven games. All right, so we look at what's happening now in week eight. Week eight. How do we get to week eight? Week eight in the NFL. And there are some interesting matchups besides the two biggies that I thought I had to narrow down as the game of the week. And I'm interested to see what happens in this Broncos-Washington game, because Denver is hosting. I mean, what Teddy Bridgewater are we going to see at quarterback for Denver? And this is the away Washington team. The Broncos are only favored by three. Buccaneers and the Saints. Who dat? Hey, Saints, after that win over Seattle. Remember, I talked about leaving Seattle and seeing all those Saints fans pour in. If I could have stayed another day, I would have sat with you in the stands, although it was very, very wet. Tampa Bay is favored by 4.5 points. Will the Buccaneers, who come off of a huge Super Bowl win, will they be 7-1, or will the Saints be able to stop them at Caesar's Superdome in New Orleans? It's going to be a good game. I, of course, said that the game of the week was the Cowboys and the Vikings, and I like this Sunday night matchup because I think there's some unpredictability about it. And remember, Mike Zimmer really knows, still even years removed, this Cowboys team. And the Vikings, I think, have something to prove. So is Jefferson going to be the shorthands man for the Vikings? I don't know. Is it going to be about Ezekiel Elliott trying to move the ball? And, of course, that is part of what the scheme would be. And then things wrap up on Monday night with the Giants and the Chiefs. Now, normally you would say, the Chiefs are just going to eat the Giants' lunch. KC is favored by way more than a touchdown, you know, 9.5 points. But, and it is at Arrowhead. But the Chiefs are 1-2 at home. And, yeah, the Giants are 2-5. And I wouldn't fear Daniel Jones and the Giants. But and also I think Pat Mahomes is tired of having mistakes or interceptions or things happen where he always has to be in that comeback role. So I think the Chiefs are really going to have, especially in the second half, an easy time of it. But boy, would that not be a surprise upset if it did go in the opposite direction. Now, if you're listening to me and you're a Chiefs fan, don't panic. I think, and you shouldn't be panicking anyway, I think the Chiefs take this, you know, absolutely. All right, I got to talk about this story, and the story is the story of what is going on with John Gruden. And the answer to that question, of course, is there's not much going on with John Gruden since he's not the coach anymore of the Raiders. But there was a settlement there, so now it's about just moving on from everything Gruden. It's still even weeks later, because it was in the beginning of October when this happened. I think it still is not shocking, but it's still kind of settling in with Raider fans and some others who were stunned by that. Because remember, he signed that amazing 10-year, $100 million contract to join the Raiders in 2018. So he had 6 years left on his deal, and he was owed $40 million by Davis. And the whole idea was to reach a settlement. So apparently they reached a settlement. You know, technically John Gruden resigned, but the resignation, let's face it, came under the threat, you would assume, of termination if he didn't choose to leave voluntarily. So they worked out some kind of settlement. And, you got to figure that this had to be a pretty, I mean, it had to be something decent, because he already had made a chunk of money. John Gruden, by the way, if you don't know the story, he resigned after emails leaked in which he used racist and homophobic and sexist language, and he says he kind of hinted that the truth will come out. And he said, people who know me know what I stand for 58 years. I have a resume of 58 years. I think in 58 years is not that old. So anyway, whatever that means, we'll see. But he's done, and I'm sure he's done for the NFL. I can't imagine he'd be radioactive unless something completely different suddenly emerged about that story, but I don't think so. All right, here's an interesting boss to have. You know, Bill Belichick is like the mystery man, right? He wears the crummy hoodie, and he always has such a scowl on his face, but the guy wins. I mean, he won with Tom Brady. He, of course, and you could talk about that relationship, but he definitely knows how to win. So I guess he gave lots of cash to, supposedly, I was reading the story, to some of his hardest working assistants. So how about that? If you're a member of the coaching staff under Belichick, if you work hard, it doesn't go unnoticed. Cash bonuses. And, you know, they call them, I love this name. I have to say this on the air, because when I saw this name, I was like, oh, what an interesting name. The wads of cash, because you think of wads of cash in your pocket, they're known as green balls, and they can be worth thousands of dollars. And he doesn't stop with the green balls, I guess. Mostly that's an in-season incentive. He raises the stakes in the off-season, where he writes personal checks to staffers who had overperformed. Sometimes, this is pretty wild, up to six figures from his own bank account. You know, he's the third winningest head coach in NFL history. And like I said, you know, you could talk about Tom Brady and obviously how huge Brady was in those wins for the Patriots. But on the other side of this, when he's a guy who, like I said, has that scowl and seems so ice cold sometimes, and just, he's just not a personality guy. Wow. Kudos to you. High fives. And Belichick, I got to say, I think that is great that he does that, that he acknowledges what these coaches are doing under him and how they're just pounding the hours and figuring out everything they can for the Patriots to pull out wins, whether it's defensively or offensively, whatever side of the ball they're on, or whatever specifically they do. So how about that? You know, you hear all these stories about what some of the assistants in the NFL work for. I mean, really, the lower-level assistants, but good for Belichick. All right, so the door to the man cave, unfortunately, because there's so much more we could talk about, has to be closed. But stay with us. We're not through yet. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get for my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Taking you to really a magical place. Close your eyes for a second and picture you're at Broadwell in Forest Dean. Oh, just forest bathing in just a wonderful place. Marion Ivins joins us, and her book is called Hipsy and Friends, and there's some deep life lessons in this book. We talked off the air, and what an interesting background, Marion, you have, where you taught overseas, where you taught English as a foreign language. You have all these experiences, all these life experiences, and then, of course, your family as well. So thanks so much for joining us.
Hello.
And so when we talked, you know, you talked about that there was something about English, and you don't even really remember exactly when this story hit you, which I think is so fascinating. And this has surrounded you, so I think you're where you are meant to be. Tell the listeners about your journey of teaching, because I think it's fascinating what you got to do with teaching.
My journey and my life, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up on a farm, and I would milk the cows and have a pet lamb every year and play in the fields with my brothers and sisters and lots of friends and do all the illegal things on tractors that you can't do now, and play in the duck pond and always in wellies and always outside. And it was like the door would fling open in the mornings and you would go out and play and just be out in fresh air and live and be happy with all the animals and the people around me and do things. Milk cows and shear sheep and play with the dog.
And then you have to go to school. So then the reality hits. Yeah.
And the school was a bit of a reality check. I didn't really like school. I did very well in school, but I had to travel on the bus, and we had tons and tons of homework, and we worked very, very hard at school. But fortunately, I had two amazing English teachers, and I was always going to love English, I always had, but they kept the torch burning.
Wow.
I can remember the poems now, one or two that we learned, and then we went on and did our exams, and we were doing drama and a bit of Shakespeare, and I always loved the written word, the spoken word, the emotion that you can get into it. And words are so important, and how you say them.
Words are so important, and that became important for you, too, because eventually, after you go to university, you get an opportunity, you go to New Guinea, and so now here you are in that country teaching girls in New Guinea that are in this tropical land, and
yeah.
That was incredible, I bet, right? And scary.
With no teaching materials at all, a blackboard, one piece of chalk, a bit of writing paper, not much, and very few visual aids. So it is said that your teacher, you are your best visual aid. So I was quite a contorted person in the classroom and doing actions and trying to. I remember doing one poem about a gnarled old woman and coming up like this with her stick and trying to explain the word gnarled. Why on earth would you want to know that? But it was in the poem, so I was trying to explain it. It was hilarious.
Wow. And so I think you have that gift, the English, the storytelling ability. So when you wrote your book, how did you come up with that? Where did that come from?
Well, when I was first asked that question, I don't know where it came from. Where did it came from? Come from? And I thought, I thought, oh my gosh, this is me. This has come from somewhere very deep. This is me. This is me starting off life in the garden and all being happy. And then life's bumps and bruises come along, and the garden seems to get further and further away, and the bumps and bruises seem to get worse and worse. And oh my God. And then realizing that friends can help and do help, and they turn up at the most strange times, but they seem to come at the right time. And also my passionate love of the countryside and the outdoors and the fresh air and the green, that has been very, very fundamental to who I am and how I live and breathe.
And that's in the book. I mean, Pipsy and Friends, give us the story. What's the story of Pipsy and Friends?
Well, the story is... And I thought, who's going to read a story about an apple? And I thought, oh dear, this is horrendous. Anyway, I thought, well, apples are good and lovely, but he starts off innocent, and then he falls off the tree, and then life starts to happen, and falling off the tree, I guess, was a bit like me going to grammar school, you know, such a shock. And then he gets a bit bruised, and a friend comes along and helps him, and then something else happens, and he gets another little friend. And there are all these odd little creatures that come along and help him, but they all see that he wants help, and he asks for help, which I think is good, because we don't always ask for help, do we, when we need it? And then he gets taken, and he's reunited with all his brothers and sisters, all his other apples. And then he gets parted from them again, and then gets rescued again. And then he's planted, and he grows and is restored and becomes and blossoms into a beautiful tree.
What do you hope kids take away from this story? And I think adults can read this book, too. I mean, it's a great gift. It is a great story, and it's unique. What do you hope they take away from the story of Pipsy?
I hope people will take hope from the story that despite the life's bumps and bruises, there's another day, and you can live on and live through it, and at times go into something better, that actually the bumps and the bruises are part of the learning and deepening of who you are. So he starts off as a little apple, and then he grows into this most amazing tree, which gives a lot of the pleasure and happiness to lots of people. And he's bigger than he was because of his experiences.
I like that he's bigger than he was, which, by the way, I now have filed this away. I remember, as a quick aside, that didn't you have apples where you were growing up? You had uncles that had a place, and you were
my uncles had an orchard, and I loved that orchard, and we used to play in the orchard. I was a bit jealous because we didn't have an orchard on our farm. So when I wrote the book, a lot of my family said, oh, there's so-and-so uncle's farm, and there's your dad's farm, and there's so-and-so's farm. So they've all loved it because they can see bits of all three farms in the story.
Yeah. Well, it definitely takes you away. It's a great book, and I want to make sure we mention, too, you have another one that's coming out. Tell us about your next book, a little bit about your next book. We'll give them a sneak peek.
My next book is called Tyrone Alone. I inherited this lovely, lovely dog with the most unlikely name of Tyrone, but it fitted. And it's about a little dog that's left alone and what he gets up to when his mistress goes out. He's a very clever dog, might I add.
A clever dog. Oh, I'm thinking of the possibilities of things that can happen to the dog.
You think of the possibilities, and he does them.
And the dog is, the inspiration for that story was the dog that you had.
He was a dog I had, yeah. Oh, I knew him. I've never had such an intelligent dog. He should be at number 10.
I love that. So at least the dog was smart, for sure, but just got into a bunch of things. It's such a delight to talk to you. And as I said, you know, I can just picture us sitting there with a cup of tea at Forest Dean and just inhaling the beauty around it. And what a beautiful place to be from and, you know, be there now. And of course, this book, Pipsy and Friends, you can get it on Amazon. Marion, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Been a pleasure.
How interesting in looking at Marion and what she's talking about with the apple and then growing into the tree. And you think of apples, and you know there are 7,500 different types of apples. I mean, who knows? There could be another one being developed right now. And you think of the source of what apples are about, meaning, you know, how good they are for you, the different types. And I grew up not on an orchard, but I certainly have picked apples. So I love listening to her talk about that, and it just conjured up all these images for me, and probably did the same thing, you know, for you. You think about the apple that maybe you like the best, or you think about some of the great stills that have been done, some of the painters from, you know, the Renaissance period on and before that, and the fact that they painted apples, and it's just wild to look at it from all those different angles. Anyway, we thank her for that, and we thank you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.